MPs are in line for a healthy pay bump this term amidst the Coalition's cutting campaign and the cost of living crisis. The decision was announced by the Independent Remuneration Authority this afternoon. It delivers a backdated 2.8% increase from October last year. That's followed by another 2.9% bump from July, a further 2.4% next year, and then 2% the year after that. In total, it brings the annual salary for a backbench MP to just over $180,000 by July 2026. The Prime Minister's salary will increase to $520,000, but Christopher Luxon says he'll donate his pay bump to charity. The announcement comes with the Coalition in damage control after last night's polling plunge. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
Rough day to be on the centre-right.
Kia ora, everyone. How are we?
Stiff upper lip and a brave face. That's how the PM fronted today, picking himself up after a bruising poll result. Last night's One News Variant poll saw all three governing parties take a tumble, down and out of power, not even 6 months after assuming it.
Your polls are not worth the air or the words that they're written on.
All parties were consulting their regular poll pushback playbook, employing the full range of regular strategies. Dismiss.
Just sounded a bit over the top.
Short-term, poll-driven fruitcake business.
A bit frothy and sensationalist, I think, were the words I used.
Downplay.
I'm very relaxed about this.
People are going to get very excited about one poll.
2.5 years away from election, it's very early days.
So I think people are getting a bit worked up about nothing, frankly.
And divert.
We've got to make some tough calls to get this country back on track.
This government hasn't brought down one budget yet, but we are dealing with the hangover from the six of the previous government.
The new government has also been bedevilled by distractions. Just last week, two ministers were sacked for underperformance, including Melissa Lee, who today fronted for the first time since losing her media portfolio.
Things in government actually take time, and perhaps I was a little slow. What I can say is that I tried my very best, and you know, this decision has actually been made, and I respect the Prime Minister's decision.
There have been tensions too between the coalition parties, with Christopher Luxon and David Seymour sniping at one another through the media.
Me, Chris Luxon and Winston Peters are dangerously united.
We've got a great coalition government, united, collegial, focused.
But the poll was worst for New Zealand First. It dropped below the 5% threshold and on that result would be out of Parliament altogether.
The party regards all of these random polls as more a plaything for the media.
I was in Poland recently, saw the polls myself. They gave me a marvellous reception in Warsaw.
Despite all the bluster, the government knows its popularity has taken a pummeling. It blames the tough economic times and claims the turnaround job required is taking a toll too.
We are making tough choices. I know Kiwis are doing it tough. I want to make sure that we get through the other side of it. We can do it. We can do it together. I'm very confident about that. But I'm not going to be bounced around by commentators, pundits or polls, frankly, week by week. I'm here to do a job.
Those tough choices and tough times, though, are only getting tougher. Today, the Independent Remuneration Authority announced all MPs will get a series of pay bumps over this term. It ends a six-year drought, but it's a tough sell now during the cost of living crisis and at a time the Coalition is preaching belt tightening.
You don't want Prime Ministers or MPs setting their own pay. That's obviously up for an Independent Remuneration Authority to make those decisions.
By the end of this term, the Prime Minister's annual salary will be more than $500,000. In a statement issued this evening, Christopher Luxon says he'll donate any increase he receives to charity, as he doesn't need or want it. Now that is damage control.